We put them in an ecumenical.
That's right.
Whoa, yes, and dudettes, yes.
We got have, all of y'all.
We have a female guest. That's right. But hold on, hold on. This is the Beatitudes, a podcast for Christian men and women who are seeking to grow in holiness.
Amen.
as they walk together with some humor along the way and try to laugh at ourselves, but not the faith. My name is Paul Coker, and I am joined by my bro hosts, Jeffrey Shufflebine.
You may say that I'm a dreamer, but I'm just a Shufflebine.
And Nicholas Besner.
Yep, that's me. I'm Nick.
And we have the daughter of a former guest.
Is this the first father-daughter combo that we've had?
Prodigy, right here.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my pleasure and privilege to introduce Allie Hoffman.
Yeah.
Wow, thank you.
She's here.
Thank you. Oh, thank you.
It's
I'm here.
Happening.
Thank you.
Your dad predicted this.
Yes.
And we didn't make this happen. The Holy Spirit did, because your dad's got some sort of direct
bat
phone.
Straight
he
up.
Would.
He
of
said,
course.
You ever had a woman on here? I said, yeah, we're kind of planning on it in the next season. We're shooting for you know, and I named a couple big names, and he goes, and Allie Hoffman?
Oh, my gosh,
and I said,
he would.
I said, dude, we would love to have Allie. And he goes, well, Allie'd love to do it, so.
Thanks, Dad.
That's my
love you.
Impersonation of Michael.
Allie,
well, you know my daughter. She does lots of speaking, too.
He's
Allie
very
Hoffman.
Southern all of a sudden. That's my dad. He does love me, and
Georgia.
I love him, so. Yeah.
You go back with all of us. Did you know this?
Literally, I was like, how do I explain, all of the...
Break it down.
Break it down.
In rap form.
I knew Nick in a year way long ago. What year was that?
2006 or 7
no,
or something?
No, 8? Maybe eight. Something to...
Long time.
We're losing our beat.
Okay, yeah, like 2008,
7 or
9,
8, maybe
something.
Both. Wait, Camp Fort Worth.
Can we keep going, but maybe just change up the genre?
Yes, I would love to.
Allie, when did you get to know each one of these gentlemen?
Wow.
I thought you were going to
say. This is amazing.
Beyonce. That's not what you wanted. And then, Jeff, I'm trying to think.
I know where we
first
connected.
Was it Catholic Creatives?
The day. That every human in my
life.
That
lives in infamy.
Intersected in Dallas.
At the summit.
In the summit.
In 2018?
17 or 18. 17 or 18.
One of them. And then, Paul, I think it was at a Catholic Creatives thing as well.
I think it was the
same
one.
Yeah.
I have a video where I can see both of you, and I'm speaking, and this is all happening.
Wow. Catholic Creatives brought us together.
They did it.
Jesus did it. So that's and now we're here.
Jesus is very creative.
He's so creative.
Hey, but you grew up with Paul? Am I making this up? Like, is there a childhood thing? No.
Was there a
youth group? Are you my cousin? No.
They did just talk about meeting in 2017.
I know, but I really
so
felt like there was
makes
like this
much
whole
sense, Jeff.
I know.
No, but did you go to St. Anne's or am I making that up?
Plot twist, I grew up Protestant. So there it is. Yeah. But then when we came
they
to Catholic Church.
They call it a plot twist.
Yeah. Oh. Stop it. I cannot. Oh, my gosh. There it is.
We put them in an ecumenical.
Get back in there.
Stop it. And then when we came to Catholic Church, we started going to St. Catherine of Siena in Carrollton.
Okay.
But now we go to St. Anne's.
Okay.
So.
Now you do. All right. Yeah. Sorry. For some reason, somewhere along the way, I thought you were involved with that youth group, but maybe
all
not.
There. No.
Yeah. Okay.
Nope.
Wait,
so
but
here we
your,
are.
You met
Camp
where?
Fort Worth.
No, Camp Fort Worth.
Fort Worth Diocese.
Yes.
The old Camp Fort Worth.
The old Camp Fort Worth.
That, I mean, literally, that was 2000.
Campers and counselors. I don't know.
Is that a Catholic thing or that's just a camp thing?
You don't know. It's a Catholic camp.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't sound like it.
It was like a Catholic work camp.
Labor
in
camp.
In the summer. Yeah. It was
a
child
a little bit,
labor
yeah,
work
like,
camp.
Go do
but it was
things
really great
for other people for
with
free.
With Jesus. Yeah.
We need this sprinkler system buried for Jesus.
Get out there, kids.
Build,
it was really good.
Baby beds for. Women who need them.
But that actually is
away.
True.
Yeah, that actually, yeah, that
come
sounds
on,
great.
Come on, don't make me feel guilty.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah, you should.
Go serve at the soup kitchen.
Feed the hungry. The Boys and Girls Club.
Boys and
we
Girls Club.
We did that,
Club.
Yeah. So we went to a nursing home. Yeah. It was a good week, actually.
Yeah.
And then at night, we did Jesus things, so.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's how we met way long ago.
And then you did the radio with me and Paul, remember this?
Yes, I do. I remember that.
Yeah, you made a point on there that I have not ever forgotten, and I just want to give you a lot of credit.
Oh, boy.
Some of us fall in love with the Catholic Church, and we forget to fall in love with Jesus.
Oh.
Hey.
I said that?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's what I heard while you were talking.
I mean, come on. I still stand by that. So.
It's true.
You're like, what was it? Jesus. That is good. I did say that.
Like, I would back that up. I would say that again.
Yeah. Wow, I don't remember saying that, but yeah, I still stand by that.
You know, what are you doing here at DCYC?
I am telling people about Jesus. So tonight, yeah. One of the main speakers here tonight. So talking about Jesus tonight, and then Saturday night, doing breakout on prayer.
Cool.
And just, yeah, loving.
How long's that talk?
You know, they give you a time of 30 to 35 minutes.
Nice.
So I'm going to really try that.
Yeah.
So I'm afraid of going over.
I'm not afraid of going over, but I'm really just conscious of time and like how movement goes and stuff. But I'm also like open to the Holy Spirit. So
sure,
We'll see. I am not lying. It'll
flow.
Be great.
Let it flow.
Will you be initiating any viral dances from the stage?
You know what? It's a blank canvas. I am going to be talking about a certain video of a viral dance.
And if people don't know, what was this? What was this? Come on.
Yeah. Give us the backstory.
Okay, 30-second spiel. 2015, my dad and I did a dance video because it was an ice storm in Texas, and we don't know how to handle the ice.
Yeah, so everything closes.
Yeah, everything closes. And what does my family and I do? We dance. And so we set up an iPad in the kitchen, and literally we just dance in the kitchen. It was great. Went viral. Millions of views. So
hundreds
fun.
Of millions.
It was
of views.
Crazy. That was 2015.
Yeah.
And then 2020, the world is shutting down again. The whole world. Yeah. And
or maybe this is where the hundreds
again.
Come in.
Yeah, it's insane. Yeah. And what does our family do when we're shut in?
We dance.
We dance. We dance. Family.
And you know
this
what the world does?
The world.
The world says, "How do we make it? Let's turn to the Hoffmans."
Yes. You're welcome, world.
I loved what your dad said about that, though. Like,
oh my gosh.
It took 24 years to make that video.
Yeah.
Right, like the culture of we dance.
Yes, all of the behind the scenes and hidden moments, and you don't just like make that relationship happen. And so, it's actually in the past 2 weeks, those videos have had a huge resurgence. I'm getting tagged of all of these like on TikTok and on Instagram of people reposting the video, and it's just another fun like. Wow, yeah.
Is there any chance it's because your dad was on the Beatitudes?
I'm not going to say it's coincidental, but I think there is a
correlation.
It's a Beatitudes bomb.
There's something
in there.
Right?
We've noticed that amongst most of our guests.
You're like, that's why we have you on, actually.
Yeah.
We need to talk about that.
My kids jam whatever that song is called, Darlin' Hold My Hand, because of your video.
Amazing.
And didn't you put that girl on the map?
Yeah, I mean, her song, I think that song came out in 2015, and then when we used it in 2020, she posted something and was like, why is this trending in America? Like, on iTunes, because she's in England, and then she was like, and she found the video, and she reposted it. She's like, oh, that's why. You're fantastic. Welcome, Jess Glynn. And now it's going back again, so.
Allie, this is strange to say in a place where we're supposed to be leading with humility.
I love that, okay.
But this is what I do. You're a better Jess Glynn than Jess Glynn.
I'm honored. Thank you very much.
I mean, I bet half the people that watch the video think it's you singing.
There's a lot of messages of like, wow, you sing so well. How do you sing and not get out of breath? I'm like, thank you. So
well, I think it's all
amazing.
The shoulder movement you throw in that just really sells it.
You know what? I'm not saying I'm a professional dancer, but this is exactly how Beyonce feels.
That's how it starts.
Do the people that comment, do you ever say, where do you think the piano and the rest of the music is coming from in the song you're listening to?
Yeah. What do you think they're hiding? Yeah, it is pretty funny. It blows my mind. And yeah, I'm like, that's my dad. I think my favorite part though is so many messages of people with their memories of their dad, or this is my favorite thing, I'll get tagged in videos of dads with their daughters dancing in the kitchen, and that is like there was this one dad and he just said in his comment like, I never get to do this, and she's always like blah 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 and doesn't want to, but they decided to dance on there. I'm just like,
yes. So cool.
If that's the only reason why this video was made, done.
So cool.
Not so fun. I cried. So casual. That's me.
What are the DCYCYs going to hear tonight?
Tonight, well, this whole weekend, we're going through the Triduum. Because I think this is one of the first DCYCs during Lent that's happening during Lent.
Yeah.
So we're kind of setting them up now of how do you live out the Triduum. And so I'm focusing on tonight the foot washing. So in the start of everything. And then tomorrow morning we'll talk about the Eucharist, and then Saturday night talking about the crucifixion. How do you talk about the crucifixion in 30 minutes? We'll see. It'll be great. And then Sunday will be the resurrection. So really, like, walking through how do you live this out? This is not just an event that happened 2,000 years ago, but something that you can live out now. And how do you do that? What does that look like? Mm. So
are you double or triple keynoting? Is that what I'm hearing?
Double. Mm. Yeah. So you know what? Come on, Holy Spirit.
And how'd you get into this? Like, what's your day job? How are you just like give talks?
You know what? That's a great question. What do I do?
Yeah. What would you say you do?
Yeah. What that question asks a lot. Full-time
don't
Catholic
take the
evangelist.
Coffee.
Cool.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So full-time traveling, telling people about Jesus.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's it.
On coffee.
This is
yeah.
what this is your this is
this
your day
is
job.
This is my day job.
Amazing.
Yeah. Day job, night job, like all. Yeah. It's pretty wild. I've been doing this like I think full time for 4 years now.
Okay.
And it's just so crazy how faithful Jesus is. And I said, Jesus, because I'm naturally an introvert and a homebody, and so this is not like the normal, which many people don't think so, but it's true. So where the Lord has taken me and where he's brought me, and he's like, okay, I see that's your personality, but we're still going to use you. So here we go. So it is wild. But yeah, I do this full time. I just love Jesus so much.
The team at Aquinas Wealth Advisors believes that good values and good returns are not mutually exclusive. Using a tech-smart and morally sound approach, they provide investment alternatives that align with Catholic teachings without sacrificing returns. These days, faith-driven investors are finding it hard to know where their money is going. They have no visibility into what their dollars are supporting, but there's a better way. Thanks to the Faith and Finance Score from Aquinas Wealth Advisors, you can look into your current holdings to see what you're supporting and make a switch to an advisor that aligns with your values and gives power to your voice. Check out AquinasWealth.com today.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Shuffelbein. When Nick and I set out to start our new company, Undivided Life, we were really concerned about how would we cover the healthcare needs of our growing families, and we were so excited to find a company that fit both our medical needs and our faith beliefs perfectly. It's called Solidarity Healthshare. It is an ethical alternative to traditional health insurance. We're never part of sharing in the medical costs of anything that goes against the teachings of the Catholic Church, making it a great alternative for Catholics and Christians alike. Solidarity is very affordable, which is perfect for a large family or for a new and growing business like the one we've started. So visit joinsolidarity.com today so that you can get started with us.
Hi, it's Paul Kolker from the Beatitudes here, and I just wanted to share with you guys that I also, outside of the show, perform improv comedy on a regular basis with a group called Divine Comedy. So what we do is we come up with everything on the spot, so whether you're looking for faith-filled, fun, family-friendly comedy for your youth night, or whether you're looking for clean comedy for your corporate event, Divine Comedy can perform for your group and even get you in on the action. So if you'd like to hire us to come out and perform for your next event, check out DivineComedyImprov.com. Divine Comedy, an inferno of fun.
Random question. What's the biggest stage, the stage you've been maybe most memorable for you, like so that those don't have to be the same? And what's a stage that you were like, eh?
Oh, the biggest stage? I honestly don't know.
Tens of thousands.
No.
Tens?
Ten.
Super Bowl halftime.
Thousands of thousands.
Yeah. Ever heard of Taylor Swift? Okay. No. Honestly, I don't know how big. I mean, 1,500 maybe? That might be.
That's pretty. Yeah.
That's
pretty.
I
it's
think
not
so.
Small.
Something like that.
It's not small.
Yeah, which is fun.
My hometown is about 1,000. So.
Wow. It was at your hometown,
yeah,
actually.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. Everyone showed up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone.
And brought their cousins.
Yeah.
Well, no. They all live there, too. I don't know.
Shoot. Yes. Lindsay, right?
Yeah.
Lindsay, Texas?
Yeah. Amazing.
Lindsay, Texas.
Wow.
Most memorable? Oof. I don't know most, but I do have a favorite.
Yeah, that's really what I was asking.
Okay,
go
favorite, which sounds really silly, but I host prayer nights at my house, and it's only like 30 or 50 people sometimes, and it like fluctuates, but those are my favorite mm-hmm. people to speak life into and like to like share life and share what God's doing, because it's all people that I'm doing life with and stuff, so I think that's my favorite.
Allie Hoffman. It's only 30 or 50 people that come to my house
regularly.
Once a month. Hey, you guys should come. It's once a month, prayer nights at my house. I call it the cottage. And then what was the third one?
What's the
one that was
talk
like,
with?
Eh? Yeah, that was the literal.
I mean,
you can.
There's been some doozies of like high school students or middle school students, when it's on a, like a retreat, they have to be there. It's real. I remember one time I was in Florida and it was a school retreat, and it was during COVID, so everyone had to sit 6 feet apart. Everyone had to wear a mask. It was in a gym where they're on both sides. So one is a gym. So I'm like trying to like turn, and there's no facial expressions. There's no like there. It was dead silent. It was also 8:30 in the morning. And so that was interesting. Yeah. And I had to do two ever. I was there for a couple days. So I did two grades in one day and then two grades the next day. But what was really cool is afterwards I just hung out in campus ministry and just got to love people. And I was like, okay, this makes up for it.
Did you have to wear a mask on stage?
No, I did not.
They made me do that when I guest lectured one time. And, you know, like the beard and all stuff kept moving around. Yeah. I was like, and I kept coughing and smelling my cough.
It's just like wet. It's like moisture.
You kept that COVID in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're getting screened by the AI.
I know. Cut that
AI.
Out.
Okay, so tonight is the kickoff.
Yes.
Can you give us maybe just a sneak peek of where the Holy Spirit's leading you? Like, what is something, we're talking about feet washing, preparation, the entry point that's not just historical, it is happening. What are you hoping, what's the prayer for these people tonight? We'll join you in praying for it.
Oh my gosh, thank you. I have two kind of main thoughts. One, of just the idea of allowing Jesus to wash your feet, because I'm going to be talking about like the historical, like what was going on. Like, it was, their feet were disgusting. Like, they walked everywhere. It was dirty. So it wasn't like the clean, you know, kind of thing we see at Holy Thursday of like the 12 people and they have one foot and they dip their toe in. You know, that wasn't the reality. And just what the position that Jesus took as a slave, like that, just that idea and reality, breaking open that idea. And like coming to the Lord, like starting this journey here, like just what with whatever you have. And then the second thought I'm really going into is that Jesus says right before he washes his feet, he's like, this is my time, like I'm going back to glory with the Lord. And like, what is the first thing he does when he's going back to glory? Is he serves. He doesn't feed 5,000. He doesn't preach an amazing gospel. He doesn't like do X, Y, or Z and say like, look at how holy I am. He's like, literally, this is the first step of glory. And so we think glory is, you know, all the thing. Yeah. And in an age of social media and wanting to be seen, known, and loved, and like having an impact on the world, when actually the first step of glory, of going to glory, is serving. So I'm going to be tying in kind of that and what they can do.
I wish I could hear that. That's great. I mean, wow.
Thanks, Holy Spirit.
I love that little preview. That's fantastic.
We'll see what actually happens, but
that's what you're thinking
that's
about.
That's where we're going. Yeah. We'll see what my notes say. So. But yeah, I'm excited.
Who knows what we're going to be doing then? We may poke in and hear a little bit of this.
Yeah.
Come on. I love it.
Come in barefoot and put you to the test.
You know what? Just come up to the stage and be like, I'm ready.
Hey.
And I'll going to wash these.
I'll do a timer and we'll see if it comes in at 34 minutes.
Okay, thank you. Yeah. Oh my gosh. I am really nervous about that. That's going to be good.
No, you'll do great.
Thanks. It's funny because afterwards they're going to do a foot washing. Like, they're going to invite the students to actually get their feet washed.
Yes.
And they have some people going to come up on stage, and the priest here, Father Mark, he's going to wash their feet. And so they were practicing earlier of like, just when do you come up on stage? And you're like, no, take both of your shoes off. And one of the girls, she was like, I just am getting my dogs out for Jesus. And I'm like,
get dogs up
get
for
them,
Jesus.
Get them puppies out.
Hashtag.
Get them out. Okay. And I'm like,
dogs up.
If that was happening in 2024, that absolutely would be in the gospel.
Yeah.
Just get your dogs out for Jesus.
Just get your dogs out.
So there's that.
Ooh, these puppies are barking.
Self-appreciation question here for you. What is it like to be literally the first woman in history to be on the Beatitudes? This has been coming.
My knees are sweating, my knee pits, so I'm nervous. Very honored, though. I love what you guys are doing. I love joy, and I love when people love Jesus but also don't take themselves too seriously. We have so many serious things, so I'm so honored. I love it.
This is pretty amazing. We see you play that same role in a lot of places, but you do a lot of, at least I haven't seen them in a while, but cameos on Real and True.
Yeah. I don't work with them anymore, but it was super fun to, I did a lot of behind the scenes stuff, and then occasionally they were like, we need someone in there. And I'm like, okay, I guess we're going in. Yeah. So, I mean, I just love when people do creative things for the kingdom and like, how can we present the gospel in another way that's engaging, just like another way and another way, and just entering into that. So
can
they're
you
doing awesome
pray
stuff.
About a way to recreate the moment that happened in 2017 or 18, nobody knows, at the Catholic Creative Summit in Dallas at the Cottage. And let's just bring tons of great people together. In fact, I'm going to offer up Paul Kolker's childhood home.
Done.
As
you're
a
hired.
Place to do
because
it.
Because he lives there.
I bought it.
Wait, was that the day that I saw you? You just bought the house?
Yeah, because I ran into her at Hemingway Brunch.
Funny, I did. Funny.
And we were hugging. Yeah. I go, you're coming on the show.
Yes.
And she's like, no idea what you're talking about.
I'm like, what? No, yeah. That's childhood hope.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, that's like wild. What?
Yeah.
How did that...
Yeah, I don't even
I've
know.
Worked my
so do you go over and you're like, yeah, that was my bedroom.
I haven't yet, but I'm about to.
I want
to
clean up his house for him first because I wanted to be presentable, but it took me 45 years to achieve this, buying Paul's
childhood home. He was out to do that. He's like, I'm not buying any house unless it's his childhood home.
Correct, yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, do a cottage worship night at your house.
We'll do that. We'll throw in the Beatitudes, and then we'll bring everybody back. In fact, there was a bunch. This is crazy. We've had Australians on this show that were at that same event.
No way. Yep.
I had never met Edmund Mitchell to that day. I didn't know Dave and Lauren. I didn't barely know Scott Williams. I mean, it was everybody.
Everybody.
Wow.
I didn't know you, but I know you were there.
Yeah. Wow. The one event. And that wasn't a, like, it was a pretty small, medium-sized
medium
event.
Size.
Yeah. It wasn't like huge, but it wasn't like 10 people. That's amazing.
Hey, so you're one of the most creative, on-your-feet people I've ever met. And it's been a long time since we did this, but will you actually play a game with us? Not judge us, but play it? All right, here we go.
The game's called Blessed Are the Joke Makers.
Oh, gosh.
For they shall inherit the points.
Oh, gosh.
Or, depending on your bloodline, you might inherit them.
Oh, my gosh.
Also true.
That's actually not how that works, so I don't... I think I still get it wrong.
Take that out.
It might be of you.
Oh, it's
inherent.
I am the points.
You.
Okay.
If I'm good.
I am
today,
the points.
Which
okay.
comes from your lineage, so it's kind of there.
Drawing the power of my dad. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, sorry. This one's going to be 67 points.
67 points. And then we have a character card and a Catholic card game card, and we have to answer the Catholic card game prompt as whatever character this is.
Oh, see what you're doing? We're going to give you 10 seconds of guitar music.
Okay.
Popcorn, whoever goes.
Perfect.
You just got to like drill home
get
with character
okay.
prompt.
Okay. So the character is, as an overachieving soccer mom, David's secret weapon to defeat Goliath was blank.
I swear those boys are in second grade and they shouldn't be playing in the kindergarten league. Because I've been watching them, and it's like a bunch of giant boys playing against my kindergarten boy. And boy, our boys are working hard. They're doing our best. And it doesn't make any sense to me that it's working this way. But let me tell you something. What they used, the secret weapon to beat them Goliaths, is the David Moore socks that were made by sockreligious.com so the David socks can beat Goliath cheater soccer players, boys.
Well, honey, I know you're just having the hardest time out there, and I just want to say, you know what? It's a real David and Goliath situation, but you're going to go places. You're going to go places. I know you're just a little messy right now, but one day you're going to be a big star. And so I just want to say, you know, that really it's the orange slices and the ectoplasm high C juice boxes that I give you after every game that are going to fuel you there.
You know what? I want to tell you that little Benny over there, he's doing those orange slices and those high C juice, but that's not good enough. And that's what I want to tell you. Little Benny, we are here to win. Let me tell you what, we're not going to be over there. We're going to be really good. You know, David was tiny and so are you. And I know you're very, very tiny. You're like 2 feet tall and that is because of your dad. But I want to tell you right now that we are here to win. And so you are going to have this, the Capri Sun, because that's way better than the high C. Let me just say the Capri Sun, and this way going to make you rock and stop crying. Just get back out there.
Son, I know everybody thinks that David killed Goliath with the little stone and sling and all that. And yes, that is true. But did you know that the sling was actually made of your strap to buckle into the back of the minivan? And in fact, we just took that seat out. So you can just take that right onto the soccer field with you. And you just use that sling however you need to, son. You need to knock out that goalie. Goal will be wide open.
That's right.
You run that play the way I showed you. I want you to swing your body up there. And I want you to do the slingshot.
Bang.
Like
little
pouch you.
Benny, be like your daddy David.
Well, I don't agree that Capri Sun is better than high C's.
Well, that's just something we're going to have to disagree on, because look
that's
at my
right.
Benny is running way faster than yours,
well,
but that's okay.
I'll see you next Saturday. We'll see what happens.
Interesting. See you there.
Okay.
Allie Hoffman.
I don't know why we were all Southern. We were all Southern women.
Things just happened.
Way South. I'm so sorry. I'm not a confrontational.
No, that was great.
It just came out. That is what my overachieving just came out
that
way.
Yeah, the overachieving part. Yeah, it works.
Wow. Allie Hoffman just scored 67
oh
points.
God.
The first
give
woman.
Wow. Allie Hoffman.
First woman to ever score points.
Come on. Honored.
I mean, how do you go from first woman? First father-daughter combo. First person ever on here to have hundreds of millions.
All-time scoring leader for females.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Just like that.
Yeah, beat that. Hmm.
I actually, on our show with your dad, I called you a female, and he was like, he got really weirded out because he missed the F part.
And he's like, no, she's female. Yeah. Yeah.
No, but then we said it was F apostrophe M-A-L-E, female.
He's like, okay, wait, one more time, explain that? Yeah.
That's when your dad knew it took us all of, you know, he said 24 years to build y'all's, it took us 24 minutes to build this show. That's how much work
same,
we
same. Yeah.
Same.
Yes,
same.
That is so funny.
That's right.
That's awesome. I
all
love
right,
that.
What is your favorite karaoke song to do?
My favorite karaoke is RSPCT.
Go
by
for
Aretha
it.
Franklin.
All right.
Get back up singing the music.
Yeah, ready.
Okay.
Don't.
How does it go?
No, that's okay. Three songs? Okay.
Somebody,
no, that's
somebody tell me how that song starts.
all I just know, what you want, baby, I got it. What you need, you know I got it.
Yeah.
All I'm asking
a bit.
Is for a little respect when you get home. When you get home. Are we starting a band?
I think,
are we taking this on
I
the road?
Think, yes.
It's my favorite
investors?
Go-to, Aretha.
Possibly
come on.
You.
Okay, hold on. Nick and Paul, what is your, this is our TBD song. What's
absolutely.
Your go-to karaoke?
Ooh, probably like... This is topical, but like, yeah, by Usher.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
You know, just at the Super Bowl. And
come on.
Everybody ooh. Knows it. Everybody loves
it's
it.
It's such a crowd.
Right
loser.
On.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That was,
yeah.
That's like
yeah.
the first rap song I remember like learning every lyric, which is like, but
you
I
look
was
back
14.
At the, yeah, look back yeah. at the lyrics and you're like, inappropriate. But yeah. you know, I loved it.
Yeah. yeah. So, man, it got the people moving at the
I
junior
love
high
it.
Dance.
Yes.
Moving.
Mine would be 1 week. By BNL.
Oh, yeah.
From the 90s.
One
yeah.
week.
Yes.
Yeah, it's been, oh, yeah. it's been 1 week since you looked at me. Caught your head to the side and said, I'm sorry. 5 days since I tackled you. And still got the rug burns on both my knees. It's been 3 days since the afternoon.
That's a great one.
Yeah, yeah. Gonna make a break and take a fake. I like a stinky dick and shake. I like vanilla. It's the finest of the flavors. Gonna see the show because then you know the vertigo is gonna grow because it's a dangerous show. I have to sign a waiver. I could have been, but I think you're funny when you're mad. Trying not to smile, though I feel bad. I'm the kind of guy who laughs at a funeral. Can't understand what I mean. Well, you soon will. I have a tendency to wear my mind on my sleeve. I have history of taking off my shirt. It's been 1 week since you looked at me.
Wow. I was gonna ask, did you know that part?
Yep.
Amazing.
He doesn't.
That's amazing.
He doesn't know it.
I did. I did do Grills by Nelly as a talent show in freshman year. So that
did
was
you?
Cool.
I feel like that song maybe a dance with that, or you just
we
it?
Had fur coats
of
and
course.
We put
yeah.
foil in our teeth.
Exactly what I imagined.
I would fall on the ground and cry if I had foil in my teeth.
I know. I don't have fillings.
I can't
okay.
touch pennies without some yeah. sort of weird thing happening
yeah.
in my body.
Yeah. No.
It's weird.
That's amazing.
Wow.
I love that. Do you have a go-to song?
Yeah, what's yours?
You know, it actually used to be Flagpole Sitta when I'm really thinking about the days that I would go in karaoke, like, paranoia, paranoia, everybody's coming to get me. Just say you never met me. Just run it up the flagpole and see who still looks but no one ever does. I'm not. Okay, so we're going to stop there.
Yeah.
But what mostly comes out of my mouth is Shania Twain stuff.
Oh, sure. Like, I want to say this. It's Shania. That's classic. That's a good one, though.
Okay, so people want to more Allie Hoffman in their life. They do. They want you on stage. They want you challenging.
Great.
They want you to make us fall in love with not just the church and the beautiful things that are available to us in the sacraments, but also with the person Jesus.
Come on.
How do they find you? How can they get in touch with you?
My website is Allie Hoffman, AliHoffman.co. I'm on Instagram, email, AllieHoffman08@gmail.com. People ask if I have a YouTube channel. I do, but I don't have anything on there, so don't go there.
Except for the most viral video.
That's
of all time.
Oh, yeah, that's like, we have a shared one, but like we don't really do anything because we don't get YouTube.
Dad.
So I
okay.
don't, you know, it's one of those. Sure. So, but you can find it on Instagram, AMJ Hoffman. We can chat. You want to chat?
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Well, I want to make an announcement for anybody who's listening that thinks this show is really cool. We actually got the official trademark from the Federal Trademark and Bureau
no
of
way.
Trademark and Engraving.
Or yep.
something.
TM.
Yes. Yeah. We are the Beatitudes TM.
TM.
And that's official.
That
wow.
is. Right. Super.
Now so we need to work on getting Tiny Table TM.
That's, nice.
That's the next one.
That's the next one.
After Tim signs it.
Well,
Tim
yes.
Tebow and the Tiny Table.
Tiny Tim's table.
And then we're going to get a bevy of lawyers to just go sue people. That's how we're going to
make
money
our
dream.
Yeah.
And desist.
Yeah. So we exist. That's
hey,
amazing.
We're going to play one song for you just so you can, I really want maybe this to come into your spirit as okay. you get ready for what's going to be happening up on stage. So
perfect.
If you'll just bear with us, this
yeah.
one is to inspire you.
Okay, thank you.
I close my eyes. Golly, I hope this show will never die. There's a few dudes.
Oh my gosh.
Making tons of content that's good for you. The Beatitudes.
Key change, here
oh,
it
I
comes.
Like that.
The Beatitudes.
Can you feel me?
Wow, I am inspired.
The talented.
I'm done.
Dave
done.
Moore.
Dave
That's a
Moore.
Dave Moore.
DaveMoreMusic.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, our first female guest of all time, Allie Hoffman.
Woo! Thanks,
Allie, we're going to see you on the main stage of DCYC, and for the rest of you, we will
see you in the Eucharist.
God bless you.
Thanks for tuning in. If you'd like to join us at our undersized table, subscribe to the video version of the show on YouTube by typing at, that's the symbol at, so shift and two on your keyboard, at the_Beatitudes on YouTube. We'll see you there.
This podcast is part of the Spoke Street Network. For more great podcasts, visit SpokeStreet.com.